Last week, Duluth had a visit from author and activist Ryan Berg. He has written a book called No House to Call My Home. He's a writer, an activist, and he's a program manager for a host home program of Avenues for Homeless Youth. His book talks about love, family, and other transgressions, and it won the 2016 Minnesota Book Award for General Nonfiction. Here to talk about his program last week, which was not just about his book, it also had to do with LGBTQ youth homelessness. Kathy Herms joins us this morning on the phone. She's the Youth Program Coordinator at Lutheran Social Services. Hey, Kathy, good morning. Long time no schmooze.
Yes, good morning, Lisa.
So tell us a little bit more about Ryan's program. Again, it was more than just talking about his book. He also works with LGBTQ youth who are homeless, and I understand that the homelessness rates among LGBTQ kids are quite substantially higher than the rest of the population.
Yes, very true. So Ryan was here in Duluth last week to really focus his discussion and reading of parts of his book on the plight of LGBTQ, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and questioning youth, and in particular those youth who come out of foster care programs. And your suggestion that our efforts to try to quantify the numbers of those kids out there who need supportive housing and other help really is hard to determine. And our best guess here in Minnesota, using the Wilder research that comes from a one-day count, is that there are approximately 18% of the homeless youth in Minnesota are LGBTQ, when they're only about 8%. Of the general population. But I would add to that when you look at many other studies, that number is as high or higher than 40% of homeless kids being LGBTQ.
Kathy, why is that? It seems as though it would be easy to jump to a conclusion, perhaps, that these kids are getting kicked out. But I don't know. Why is that?
Yeah, your suggestion that getting kicked out is one reason that we have so many homeless LGBTQ kids. And yes, family rejection is one of the primary reasons. And then I mentioned foster care earlier. Unfortunately, in our foster care systems, kids will experience sometimes very similar reactions to their gender and sexual identities. So foster care situations oftentimes do not add any more stability to their lives. And then you add to that the pressures of not being attached to stable housing, which affects abilities to stick with school duties, which affects all kinds of facets of their lives. There's all these risk factors that worsen that situation. And kind of reeling back to the issue of rejection being a really important factor here. When you're rejected a lot, you go looking for love in all the wrong places, and that adds to the complexity of their experiences with homelessness, too.
So what did Ryan have to talk about? Now, he's not only an author, but he works with a program that aims to provide some of this housing stability, acceptance, to try to solve this problem. Talk about that aspect a little bit.
Okay. Ryan's initial experience was working in New York City, in particular with LGBTQ foster kids who were in transitional housing programs. And that's what his book primarily draws from. Presently, he's in Minneapolis, and he works for Avenues for Homeless Youth. And in particular, he's attached to a program called Connect Host Home. And it kind of flips typical foster care situations with a 180 twist. In foster care situations, The kids do not get to choose who they're placed with, and the people who work with these kids, accept these kids into their homes, are being paid, which that's really problematic for the kids to know that they're being kept by somebody for pay. And so in the host home programs that Avenues runs, what they do is the kids actually pick the foster families. They actually read the families' applications, and it's purely volunteer on the family's part, so there's no pay. And I think a real heartening way that Ryan talks about it is rather than host homing being a charity type of situation, he says it's a solidarity situation within the LGBTQ community specifically, or just the homeless youth community generally.
So in many instances, but I'm gathering not all instances, but in many instances, maybe folks that are gay or lesbian have a stable family situation, either single or couples, and they say, you bet, I'd love to have a kid come and live with me because I get it.
Exactly, yes. And it's like, you know, it's just sharing resources. They are adults with the means, the family backgrounds of their own that led them to reach a point of stability. They have more than they need, and for a short period of time, they agree to support a younger person coming up.
So how is the program working in Minneapolis? What a fascinating conversation that must have been.
It's the Avenues programs. They've got a short-term program that Ryan runs that's for a week to about a month, and then they have a longer-term program that typically keeps kids housed with willing people for up to a year. And that program has been very successful. It's a national model for many other programs. And I'll mention that in Duluth, we are just starting a host home program, not specifically for LGBTQ kids, but for kids of all gender and sexual identities. And we have one family matched up to one young person. So we're trying it out in Duluth, too.
That is really exciting, Kathy. If people want to get more information about the host home program, maybe they'd like to be a host home, we can certainly get a link set up on our website. Is there a place that people can go online and get more information about the program?
Yes. If people went to lssmn.org, the state-level Lutheran Social Service website, and get into the Duluth link, look up youth and family programs, and then find host homes there.
All right. And as I said, we'll get a link set up. We'll click on through and get a clickable link up on our webpage so people can find more information with one click. Kathy, thanks so much for joining us this morning. What a fascinating program. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Kathy Herms, our guest this morning here on KUMD. She's the Youth Program Coordinator at Lutheran Social Services.